Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, hello to you. Wednesday, Middle Child Wednesday. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, the middle child of Rochester. She wears the sash that says, "Hi, I'm a middle child." Over here.
That's the only sash I can wear.
You know, once you have kids...
And I stole it from my older sister.
Yes. You know, once you have kids, you get over that hump of like, oh, finally, you know, finally, like no more sleepless nights with babies getting up and feeding them every 4 hours and stuff. I'm a mess this morning, not because of children. Because of my dog. I didn't even take a shower. You always shower in the morning. I'm a mess.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I can trace it back to, of course, this is all my fault, right? It's always my fault, right?
Uh-oh. It sounds like that's what your wife told you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, what happened?
A couple Saturdays ago, Ellie went to a birthday party, and the gift bags had all these little, you know, crappy little toy things in it, you know, at the dollar store. And one of them
crappy.
Was...
crappy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the birthday girl isn't listening.
She's
okay.
Not.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
Not.
Okay. Good. We're in the clip.
And one of the little things she got was like a little container, and you take the packet out, and then it comes with a mold, and you mix it with water, and you pour the powder in, you pour the water in, and then mold... After a while, you open it up, and it turns into like a four-sided bouncy ball. It's four balls put together. It looks like an everlasting gobstopper from Willy Wonka.
Oh, actually, that sounds cool.
Yeah, okay. Right. But it's you can tell it's like, you know, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the dog got a hold of it. And my wife threw it away. I saw it in the garbage. I pulled it out.
Why'd you pull it out?
Well, I don't know, because it's a cute little toy that you like, so I'm like, I pulled it out.
Oh, my God, that is your fault, then.
It is my fault. No, but it's my fault that the dog ate it and got sick, right?
Well, it was in the garbage. You have a problem with digging through the garbage.
It wasn't gooey, slimy, coffee-ground garbage. It was just
sitting on
top of whatever.
I know, but still, the minute it goes in the garbage, that means it's gone. It's away. Forget it.
Oh,
out of your mind.
Can't
you
touch
are
it?
So funny. You pull steak out.
So the dog has this cough. You know, where it's like a hairball.
No.
And it's not, okay, it can breathe. It can eat. I fed it twice, you know, her twice. And I'm like, so last night she's doing this little.
Oh, no.
And my wife's like, we got to take her to urgent care. Where's that 24 hour? We got to go to Buffalo. I'm like, no, there's one. I'm like, and, you know, it's like, it's your fault. You didn't ask to be
there.
Yes,
you dug in the garbage. You
but
have a problem with that.
We do not know it's that.
Oh.
We also do not know, because mommy's driving around Buffalo doing her job, that the dog plays with sticks every day. I do some running around with her. I play with her and stuff, and she gets sticks and chews them and bites them in half. So she could also have a little...
That's also dangerous. You're not supposed to do that either.
You're not supposed to throw a dog a stick.
You're a horrible pet owner.
Oh, shut up.
I know.
What do you mean you're not supposed? Shut up. Stop that.
Okay. No. You got to be careful what stick. Yes. I know. That's like the classic with the white picket fence. Throw your dog a stick. Yeah, but you got to be careful what kind of stick it is. And if you know your dog likes to chew on things, you got to be careful.
Dogs eat sticks, okay?
Okay.
Dogs eat bones.
All right.
Dogs literally.
Yeah,
I saw this
that's
one
why your
video
dog is
where a dog
choking
is taking
right now.
Is dog is eating like full chicken okay. carcasses, like bones. Like,
can we have a vet, please, call up?
So
because
the thing,
it is very dangerous sometimes, unless it's the right bone or the right stick.
So it could have been anything. So that's why mm-hmm. putting the blame on me is like the low hanging fruit, easy thing to do. It's always my fault.
It is you.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
1:30 this morning. Yeah. Right, and then it was like, I gotta. I went to bed at 10:45 because I was cleaning up and doing stuff, and I'm like, I didn't get any sleep last night, so I'm like,
can I ask you just one little question?
So I went
here?
And laid down on the couch and tossed and turned, and my arm fell asleep, and I've been awake ever since.
I do feel for you, but let's pause the sympathy for you, and let me just ask you one question: because your dog, you're not sure what is happening, but your dog feels like it's uncomfortable with its gagging sound effects. Can you rest easy and fall asleep knowing that you're not sure what's wrong with your dog?
If the frequency of it was often and constant, then there would be some urgency.
See, this is
to
fascinating
it.
To me.
There's
like
not.
Guys, you dads, you guys, you can just it's fine, it's fine. Women, your wife is constantly thinking about that. Like, there is not a moment in her day where she doesn't think about, oh my gosh, what if? Well, I need to do something. That's just how
that's
it's
how you're
fascinating.
Built. I get it.
So we are the ones that don't get any really restful nights.
Oh, no. You go to sleep, and then, I mean, hey, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to get up and take the, and like, miss a day of work and go to the vet hospital, and maybe I'd be hanging there now or whatever?
Miss a day of work? The vet's not even open now.
There's a 24-hour vet now. Remember that reopened?
Yeah, you can go after the show. It doesn't even make sense. You try so hard.
Last night, or at 4 hours ago or whatever, it was a debate. It was a, we got, I'm like, I'm like, I can't. I got to go to work. Well, you need to skip. I can't skip work.
Can you stop digging out of the garbage and stop throwing sticks for your dog?
Sure. Sounds
probably
like.
Probably is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about it. Or
what
whatever she done? Grabs. I mean, for all I know, she could have eaten, I don't know, anything in the house. But to point
she
the
eat
immediate
a lot?
Finger
like, is she
at
that?
Me is not the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, you're home all day. She's got to blame somebody. No mom's going to blame themselves. That's horrible. She already feels the guilt. She's trying to kind of spread the guilt over you and her, not just on her. Like, she already feels guilty. So she's trying to have you share.
Sure, make my life miserable. Thank you.
Well, why does she have to have all the guilt?
Now I know why there's some guys that just want to just live with guys. Middle of the week, Wednesday, 98.9 A Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy. Hump Day, haven't said that in a while, and Middle Child Wednesday with starring Sandy Waters.
Starring? Oh, my gosh. I like to share my crown. I like to share my crown, please, like a good middle child would.
That's right.
Okay, listen, if you're an Amazon Prime squatter, your squatting days have come to an end.
Are you sad?
We have been kicked out, people. So Amazon is removing, starting today, like today is the start date. Today, they're removing long-standing program that allowed Prime members to share certain benefits, specifically the free shipping perk, with people who do not live with them. Mm. So it's over. It's done. Our squatting days are done.
So how do they... Your squatting days are done. How do they know?
What did... Don't you say me? It's me and a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, but
how many people are squatting?
I'm really having a conversation with right now. What?
How many people are squatting on your Amazon Prime account?
None.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You share all your, like, Netflix and all that other stuff, Paramount, and what, but you don't share your Prime?
No. It's not that I don't on purpose. I just, none of my boys have asked, and, well, my wife, but that, it, you know, Jill and I, have, you know, it's tough. I don't have, like, you know, like,
Do
bus
wish-
listeners and stuff like that.
Do your boys share anything of yours? Because that's typically the kid thing to do.
DNA. And
no, like, do
Netflix.
They share your... Oh, they do.
Oh, I think just, I gave him my Disney, too, so they could watch Mandalorian
okay,
a couple years
right,
ago. So
that's so typical, like, kid mooching off parents, and that never ends.
Yeah, they never asked. I just asked. I asked them if they wanted it.
So here's the thing, though, and I'm like, what? Okay, is there a workaround?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if there really is, and if anybody is willing to admit that you're an Amazon Prime squatter, 818-2899, I don't think they're listening, and I don't think they're checking where we live.
Yeah, right.
So this was the program where Amazon Prime members could invite other people in.
Okay, right.
You send an invite to people, and they're stopping that.
Okay.
But then I was curious, like, okay, what happens if you have the login credentials of an Amazon Prime member? And they said that you will probably be able to squeak by for some time every once in a while.
Huh.
But if Amazon picks up on the fact that it's like constantly going to this other address different from the owner, then they might flag you or they might shut down your subscription. But I highly doubt they're going to just all of a sudden shut it down. They're obviously going to give you warnings and stuff. So it said when I asked ChatGPT,
which is always right.
Try it at your own risk.
Yeah,
what
right.
It said. I go, what? Try it at your own risk, like it's really dangerous.
You know what this does, though?
What?
This brings families together. If you give your Prime membership to your kids, they're like, okay, right? But if you give them Prime and you make them get those deliveries to your house, that means your grown adult children have to come over to your place to see you more.
And that's what's going to happen. Like, now mom and dad, and this is going to tick my mother off. She is not going to like this because sometimes my younger sister accidentally clicks on her address and she'll get like the ginormous bags of dog food and whatever shipped to mom's house. And mom gets so mad. She's like, why are you sending your crap to my house?
Yeah.
And now we're all going to be sending our stuff to her house.
You need to put that that yellow reflective tape in like a big rectangle in the garage at your dad's house. So that's where all the Amazon packages go. And all the kids can come over and dig through and see which one's theirs.
You know what? We might need to turn dad's garage into a drive-through. I wonder if we can blow out the back.
Have him stand there. Welcome to Amazon drive-through. Can I take your order, please?
I'll
order number?
Blue vest. Okay. This is good. So anyhow, today is the day where it starts.
Chopping.
Do you feel guilty even saying that you're mooching off of someone? No, right?
Nah.
We don't feel
really.
Guilty. Are you mooching off of anybody?
No.
Anything?
No, people
you're the
are mooching
one that
off
everyone,
of me.
Oh, yeah, man. You're like the kingpin.
Yeah. Like my cell phone bills, like 4 or 5 people on it.
Still.
All of Jill's mom, dad, and I think.
Oh, it's one
our
of those
niece,
kind of. Okay, but they pay. They pay. You just. Oh, they don't pay. Oh, that's fantastic. You are so good.
Yeah, but it's funny because something slipped out. And I know we got to take a break, but something slipped out the other day about how I mentioned that, hey, you guys, your upgrades are available because mom has like the original iPhone or something like that, like the 12.
She doesn't need anything fancy,
no.
Sure.
But we got talking about, oh, well, yeah, and that's great. We love it. And, you know, you get that check every month. And I'm like, what? She wasn't talking to me. She was kind of like talking to Jill and all them. I'm like,
oh,
really?
So Jill's pocketing that money, you're saying?
And it's coming out of my account because I pay the cell phone bill.
I thought yesterday you said it's one account. You guys don't do that anymore.
Right. Well, I do pay a couple bills. I've got bills of my own, like for other things. She's like, you're paying this and I'm paying. Like, right.
See, this is too confusing. You just got to get one joint account. This is confusing. See what happens?
We have a joint account. We just don't use it like a joint
I wonder what
account.
She's spending all that money on.
I know.
All that money.
I know.
She
there
doesn't even
go.
Tell you.
98.9 The Buzz.
What's your love language? What's the way that you show people you care about them? Weirdest way. Not the typical way. Because Scotty, yes, yesterday I was like, wait, Scott, that's not really what a love language is.
It isn't? What's a love language? Describe it.
Scott always, whenever we meet someone new, or even on the air yesterday, he says he has a contractor at the house. They're doing a bathroom reno. And he goes, I made him something really cool on the 3D printer.
Yeah. Some coasters.
I'm like, you made this random contractor dude a 3D printed something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my love language.
I guess it is. I realized it as I said it. I made him some, he's a Baltimore Ravens fan, so I made him some Baltimore Ravens coasters for his coffee table or his beer when he's watching them lose.
Whenever we have a listener in the studio, you're like, look what I made you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. You're like, you know what it reminds me of? It's so sweet because your face lights up. You were so stinking excited to show whoever it is the gift that you made them on your 3D printer. But it kind of looks exactly like the face a kindergartner would give their mom when they made them a clay necklace.
Yes, exactly the same. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's so sweet. There's so many things about you that it's like, oh, he's just 8.
Yeah, why not?
He's just 6.
Matters. Judge me. Hey,
I think it's sweet.
Can you have more than one love language?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
My first one is cooking, because I love to cook for my wife and my family. And when we go to birthday parties, I always bring the homemade mac and cheese that always kills it, you know?
So you're cooking and 3D printing things. Mm-hmm. That's your love language.
I made you something.
I know. You are so sweet. You did make
me
something.
And then you're like, I don't need it. I'm like, oh, crap.
No, I'd love it. It was so sweet. Like, you were so thoughtful.
Yeah.
To stop your day to make me something.
But then it made me think.
Oh, what? You made me something else. What's something else? Oh, geez. No, you didn't. What the hell am I supposed to do with that tchotchke? It's a plastic sign that says Hocus Pocus.
Oh, no, it says more than that. It's a Halloween decoration. It says the Sanderson Sisters Hocus Pocus Apothecary, Elixirs, Potions, and Spells.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Aren't you a fan of the movie Hocus Pocus? You put it up on
I've never watched it. Never watched Hocus Pocus.
It's a classic.
But then I thought, thank you very much for
now
my 3D printed
sign. I'm
going
to give it to somebody else. It's okay. I didn't feel the love back, so it's not my love language.
I think it's very sweet that you do that. It's so cute. But it's kind of like the mom.
She pats me on the top of the head. That's nice, honey. Thank you. I'll put it on the fridge.
Well, at what point do you tell your kid it's ugly?
Never.
Like, you know what I mean? When they're a kindergartner and they're making you the macaroni necklace, you light up like a Christmas tree how excited you are about it. That's the stage where you need to boost up their ego. But then at what point do you tell them, nah, I don't want it. I don't want that junk in my house.
Never.
Oh, never. Okay.
No, I get excited not because of what it is. It's why they did it. You know, they thought of you. And I'm like, damn, that's so cool. You know, that's their love language.
Okay. 818-2899. That's the thing. I don't know what mine is. I don't know if I have one.
I don't think you do. It's not a lot of love language towards me every morning. I know that for a fact. Anything I say, you can find something wrong with.
Not true.
You say it's in your contract, which it's not.
It so is.
No, it's not.
Listen, I don't know. Like, you get so overjoyed, excited when you 3D print something.
Oh, it's so great. It's just a
whether it's something stupid or not, you get so excited.
It's a feeling of accomplishment that you can't describe. When you do something and it's like, oh, man, I felt love making it. I felt love giving it. And I felt love when the love came back at me when somebody received it.
I don't have that. Does someone else not have that? I don't. What can I give? This is a very self-awareness moment right now. Think to yourself, what can you provide?
I think it's one of these things where you need a hobby first, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Morning. I don't have time for a hobby. I don't even have time for life.
Oh,
I got
stop.
The kids or
yes,
my husband interrupting.
Bad excuse. Hi, the boss. Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, there are five love languages. I used to teach a class on this.
Yes, please.
Used to teach a class. That's cool.
Yeah.
Are we even speaking about this in the right way?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
So the five love languages are gifts. Mm-hmm. So that's yours, Scott, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not mine.
There's acts of service, where you are doing something. So I think there's a little bit of that sprinkled in as well.
Right, yeah.
There's quality time. So that's like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Just the fact that you're there in person spending time with each other is huge.
Okay.
There's,
uh-huh.
physical touch, which is hugging, you know, pat on the back. You got someone always rubbing your arms. Yeah, and then there's another one that I forgot.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine. No, that did you qualify for any of those, Sandra?
So is there, I'm not sure. Is there anything, though, that you give? Like, Scott likes 3D printing and cooking. Is there something that you do in a unique way?
I like to write. Every time my wife goes away, because her love language is the one I forgot, is the words of affirmation.
Traveling, that's nice.
I'll write her letters. Uh-huh. I'll write her letters for every day she's gone.
Oh my God, you were so sweet.
Yeah, that's cool.
How long have you been married for?
We've been together for 10 years.
So, oh my God, and you're still writing love letters? You are like the best husband ever.
How about he's just a good husband? Hey, how about like the now I lost my train of thought. The love, when you do something that pleases you, it pleases someone else, and that's basically love language.
You know what it is, though, Scotty and his 3D printing, it's almost like you're pushing your love language on people. Because you love it so much, you're pushing it on other people and want them to get as much satisfaction as you do.
Yeah, I feel like it could be taken that way if maybe you don't speak that love language as strongly. It can seem like strong, and it seems totally normal to the person giving the gift if that's how they expect. You know, a lot about love languages is how you receive them as well.
Oh.
So if you have someone who's always words of affirmation, and they're constantly building up somebody else. And then you've got someone else who's gifts, and they're constantly giving each other, you know, they're constantly giving somebody something, but they don't realize that that's how each other are telling each other they love them.
Uh-huh.
You're not hearing those words back, and the other one's not getting the gifts back. They might think you don't love them.
Oh, I see.
Does the gift giver want to receive gifts? Like, do I need to be giving Scott gifts to show him I love him?
Most of the time, if somebody's love language, it, you know, it speaks both ways. You hear it and you speak it. So if he's giving gifts, he probably wants gifts too. And if you're doing words or time, then somebody, you know, you probably want that time too.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been eye-opening.
It's got to be reciprocal.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye. That's cool. All right.
Still, love letters after 10 years.
Good for him.
Call back in 20. Let's see if he's still doing the love letters.
When's the last time you wrote a love letter to your husband?
That was like, just random love letter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
I guess so.
Okay, so what is the best part of your job? Because everybody always talks about, and we have been talking about, hey, we got to get more kids interested in the trades. Mm-hmm. But really, if you think about it, every industry probably could use more people, right? So what is the best part of your job? And you can't say money and you can't say pension. So the annual Glow With Your Hands event was held yesterday at the Genesee County Fairgrounds in Batavia.
What's Glow With Your Hands? What does that mean?
I know. I didn't know. This is for the students, Genesee, Livingston, Orleans, Wyoming counties.
Okay, got it. That's the Glow part.
Yep. All these students are just exploring various opportunities in the trade field.
Oh, okay.
So, like advanced manufacturing, skilled trades, heavy equipment operation, automotive, agriculture, food processing.
Oh, yeah. That's very important. And I'm all for that. If I were not in this business that I'm in, I would not be in any kind of corporately thing kind of thing. I'd be doing something with my hands, and this is what I do with my hands. You know, I push buttons and talk. I'm using more of my head than my hands, but my son, both of them, I guess, are in trades. One's in construction and building and real estate, and the other one is in the restaurant business, which I guess you can call it a trade. Couldn't you?
I don't know. Yeah, it's not listed as part of a trade.
I mean, it's not like IT, you know, or payroll processing, you know what I'm saying?
But you hear, like, the one thing that I always hear from people who work in the trades is that, yeah, we got to get more kids involved, and it's great money, great pension.
Yeah.
It's hard work, though. What else, if you're listening right now and you work in one of these, you know, jobs, What about your job makes your job so great? Best part. But you can't say money or pension. Because food processing is a tough gig.
Sure. But, you know, it's like what you know. It's like what you grew up with. My buddy David was, his dad was a farmer, and he grew up to be a farmer, and that's all he knows. He doesn't know that it's hard. Well, he knows. I mean, that's the level.
Wait, you don't know it's hard?
Well, it's not that you don't know it's hard, but it's what you're used to, you know? If you go from, typing on a keyboard to throwing hay bales, then that's hard. You see what I'm saying? Like, people would say what we do is hard.
Nobody says that. You are not self-aware. You are so not self-aware. We are not. What do we do? We do anything.
You take anybody off the street and throw them here, they'll be like, no way,
they'll
man.
Be fine.
I couldn't do that.
And this was social media.
All the time.
No.
And I
well,
tell
they
them it's
say
not,
it because they're trying to make you feel good about your
no,
job.
No, listen, it's back on track. What I'm saying is it is not hard. But it's perceived to be by other people.
Okay, so
just
you're
like
saying
throwing hay bales as a farmer isn't perceived to be hard when you
no, it is hard
when you're doing it.
Okay, you're food processing, I would say without a doubt, we all agree that's hard, right? That's a tough gig. They need to get a lot of money. Food processing.
Like I'll think of a guy with a cuisine art and a button. Okay, you're talking about like farming, that kind of stuff.
I don't know. It just says food processing. I don't even know what that means. In my mind, it meant like the slaughterhouse.
That
you're processing
or, yeah,
food.
Yeah, that or going from the produce to packaging. You know that kind of stuff. I mean,
is that food processing?
That's
too?
Food processing. Yeah, I remember okay. When I grew up down in Lester, in between Lester and Mount Morris, there was a food processing plant where you drive by. There'd be piles of beets in the parking lot.
I guess it's more than just
they would
animals.
Come from the farm and they'd pile them up and then they would take them and process them and wash them and clean them and can them. And it was the canning factory, we used to call it, the canning factory.
Okay.
It's pretty
all
cool.
Right.
Those are great jobs. And I swear, if you want to make a ton of money, do that. I'm serious.
Do they make good money? Food processing?
I don't know that, but I'm just talking the trades in general.
Yeah, I'm trying to break down each individual one.
Okay.
We already know. We say that all the time. If you want to make good money, go into the trades. But is that a true statement or is that just us saying it because we want to encourage more people to go into it?
No, I think it's true. And how much did your sunroom cost?
Okay, see, that's
good money.
That's construction trades.
There you go.
Because there's a lot of jobs. But now we're talking food processing, agriculture. Can you make skill trades is like that construction
machining precision machining and mold injecting and stuff like that.
Heavy equipment operation is mm-hmm. on this list of a career.
Mm-hmm.
So all you gotta do is drive big bulldozers. Like there's gotta be something more to this.
And
I'd do that. That'd be so cool.
You know what I always wanted to do is to be the crane operator on top of a skyscraper.
On top of the skyscraper?
Yeah, you know that you see these videos, looking down and like you're just sitting there, you got a cup of coffee and you got your controls. It's like making a giant video game.
Yeah, but where are you? Down below or
no,
up top?
You're up in the cab.
No, I'm not doing that. Not
you
doing
don't like heights?
I'm not the people who climb the telephone poles too. Oh no. You deserve all the money you get. That is no way will you catch me up there.
How about wind farm mechanic?
Yeah, that's
insane, man. You get paid so much money for that. Anybody know anybody who works in like wind turbine world where they and what they make? I'd be curious to know.
Do they? And I do hear they make good money. Oh. Is it because you're pretty much risking your life every day? That's why you get good money, or is it because it's that terrifying?
My cousin Patsy's husband Jim, we used to work on cell phone towers, and that's risky. I mean, you're literally going, and they live out in New Mexico, so you're in the mountains and stuff, and there's all kinds of, you have to be like, Grizzly Adams to work at this kind of gig, and he got paid bucks.
Because everybody, the majority of people have fear of heights.
Yeah, and, you're working with high amounts of electricity, and, eagles.
All right, so.
Yeah, so good for you. Go for the trades, people.
All right, coming up, jerk or justified. Now, we got a voice message. We're going to play it when we officially walk into the courtroom of jerk or justified. But it's what his wife does right after they get into an argument that we... First, I'm curious, does anyone else do this? And second, do we say this is jerk or justified?
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Only on 98.9, The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Spezzano and Sandy put life's messy moments on trial. This is Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, right here, 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy, where you decide the moral compass here by calling 818-2899. And as you call in and do your thing, I'm going to slide a pair of Marvin Gaye Experience tickets to you. They're coming to Del Lago coming up in the next week or two. So okay. This is awesome, though.
So, well, the next time you get in an argument or a debate with your significant other, you will absolutely be thinking about this. So Ron left us a voice message, which is so awesome, and we love when you guys do that. So it's on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. So listen to what he said in his voice message, and then we have to decide, is his wife jerk or justified?
Okay, ready, here he goes.
Okay, I have a good jerk or justified for you. I just found out my wife keeps an argument journal where she records what we fight about and how we resolved it. You agree, right? That's jerk.
What? She keeps an argument journal? What the actual? What the actual? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. What a genius idea. Wait, what they fight about and how they resolved it. It's, you know.
That's trust. That's marriage. That's awesome.
But wait a minute. Wait, why is it? Wait, hold on. Why does that go against trust? I don't even understand.
Well, you said he just found it.
Well, what are you supposed to tell? Oh, hey, I'm going to go write in my argument journal. Do you wife every time you journal?
Hold on. How about, like, you know, once she starts doing it, but listen, I'm categorize, I'm cataloging the things we have fights about and realizing and doing this and doing that. But you just found out about it? Like maybe to make the relationship better, she's keeping track of what's up and what's not. Like, come on.
So that's the part that bothers you, is that he didn't know about it.
Oh, no.
But we're debating the journal itself.
Well, that too.
Okay, so the journal itself, I mean, unfortunately, he didn't leave a number. So when you leave us a voice message, try to leave us your number, too, so we can call you back. But so, Ron, if you're listening, call us.
Call
but
back.
I don't know why. I'm trying to figure out why she would be.
Because she's crazy?
Well, there's a lot of people. Like, journaling is a thing now. Like, the younger generation, that's all they do is journal. And it's great. Like, it has helped my older daughter tremendously. She'll look back and she'll be like, oh, my God, I've come a long way. Or, oh, I can't believe I was in that place at that time. And now look at me. I can't journal. I tried. I feel awkward and weird even pouring my thoughts out on paper. No, just the slight chance anyone's going to see it. So I can't see myself doing an argument journal. But maybe it helps. Because if she looks back at her journal and she sees that they keep arguing about the same thing, how did they resolve it each time? Maybe it'll help avoid future arguments. I'm going to say justified.
Just because
I don't think anyone's going to.
I'm going to say jerk. Your first gut instinct was what? Justified? Before you even thought it out?
Well, it sounded very funny. Well, my first reaction was, what are you doing that for?
Right.
But I'm just, like, not a journaling type person, though. So I can see why it would be justified, and some people are agreeing with me. 818-2899.
No.
Messages coming in, justified. She's organized and wants to.
Neurotic?
Hold on, let me finish.
A little crazy?
She's justified. She's organized and wants to avoid repeating arguments. I wish my spouse would do this instead of bringing up the same old fights.
From a guy or a gal?
That was
well, that makes a big difference, of course.
From a woman.
Yes, of course.
Wait, hang on. Let me put the tally down. Justified, another justified. Honestly, it's smart. Keeps the relationship from spiraling and helps solve problems instead of replaying them. See, that's what it is. Like, my husband and I get into the same fights. I would say, safe bet, we all get into the same argument over and over and over again. So now if you have a journal of it, you can say, this is a problem we need to fix. Here's what we've tried in the past. What should we do about this? Nobody likes arguing.
Is in a man's mind about logic.
Oh,
an argument in a woman's mind, to me, my opinion, seems to be about emotion.
Well, then I don't understand why you're not about journaling, because that's logical.
It's just too much work. Hi to Buzz. Hi, Jerk.
Good morning.
Hello, you. What's going on, Jerk or Justified?
I think it's justified, but I see both sides of the coin.
Justified?
Like, my thought is her side is, like, she wants to keep a tab, like, just so that way she knows that if this comes up again, this is how we resolve it.
Wait a second. So we're going to refer to page 38.
Well, no, you yourself have it in your mind. Like, okay, this is how we resolved it. Let's get there faster. Let's resolve it quicker. Or maybe change the resolution.
But he could be thinking of it as, like, she's keeping tabs.
Score,
Yeah.
Which is a defeatist kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Then don't get in that same argument. So we don't have to keep score.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great. But
you're going to say justified?
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I do say justified.
All right.
Okay. Wait, is your daughter in the car with you? Is this two justifieds that I'm putting under?
No, she's not in the car with me.
All right, good. First call through, got a pair of tickets to go see the Let's Get It On Marvin Gaye Experience coming to the Vine Showroom on October 10th at the Del Lago Resort and Casino. All right.
Maybe that's what Ron and his wife should do. Let's get it on.
Maybe we could keep a journal of that. Hold the line.
Maybe she does have a journal of that.
Hold the line.
That
come
journal's
back, right?
A lot thinner than the argument journal.
Certainly is. And so.
What is the one thing you guys always fight about, you and your wife?
Money.
How do you resolve it?
Never.
See, it would be in the journal that it's never resolved. And then that's a screaming problem that you would address you had record of it.
We agree to do stuff, but it never gets done. And when it's time to sit down and do stuff, it turns into another argument about money.
That is the perfect reason why everybody needs an argument journal. Because you could say, listen to what we did. You get into a fight again. Because nobody likes fighting. Let's all agree there, right? Nobody likes fighting. So you pull out the journal and go, listen, babe, we fought about money on this date, this date, this date. This is what we were supposed to do. I didn't do my part. You didn't do your part. Let's first, before we fight about this,
Put your nose to the grindstone and do something about it.
Yes, see, that will, I'm telling you, I think this is a genius idea.
Hi, the boss, Jerk or Justified.
I'm going to say jerk.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, finally. It's just like a bit, it's a bit aggressive, right?
Exactly. It's just too much.
Yeah. It seems like it's like, here's when we argued and this is why I won every time.
No, that's how you saw it. I don't think that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Well, what is the one thing that you and your spouse or partner, whoever, always fight about? Is there something?
Probably get-togethers. Because I'm very introverted and he always wants to get together with people and I just would rather not, but I have to for him. Mm-hmm. But he just knows that I would rather stay home and watch movies, but he's got a big family. You got to do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what's your resolution? Your resolution to that argument is just you conceding?
Yeah. I basically sometimes I'll just give in because I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear his mouth, let's be honest.
Okay. So now if you had an argument journal, you could be like, babe, the last five arguments were about me giving in to what you need. So now it's your turn to reciprocate. And now you have evidence.
Men,
according to Scott,
and a scorecard. That's why.
According to Scott, men are logical, so they need to see the evidence.
It's exactly. So we need to like flip it a little bit, and make it a little bit more fair.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
But then
start your journal today.
And then I'd be like, well, why are you keeping? Why keep score? It's not nice.
It's not score. It's just like it's about both of you, so it's not keeping score. It's not about who wins.
Exactly.
It's about how do we resolve.
He just has a huge family, and I don't. So it's just like, you know, let's even it out a little bit.
Right, exactly. All right, you said what?
Flip it. Come on, flip it.
Are you saying jerk or justify?
I'm still going to say jerk.
Yay.
You're still going to say jerk?
Thank you. I got one.
Have a great one, guys.
You too. Bye. I love you.
You too. Well, it's too bad because the majority rules in this courtroom, and the majority is...
The verdict is... Justified.
I'm going to study to be a divorce lawyer because we're going to have a lot more business after this.
No, it's supposed to be a positive thing. It's not supposed to be out of spite. It's supposed to be out of love. I love you. I don't want to get into the same fight over and over again. I'm going to start keeping an argument journal with you. Starting.
Oh, God, no.
Today.
No, I don't think so.
10-1. Okay, coming up on the show, so many people love to hate Tilly Norwood. Do you know who Tilly Norwood is? This poor girl, she's so pretty. And everybody wants to cancel her.
Pull out her USB.
We'll talk about why people want to cancel her. Mm-hmm. And when you hit peak dad energy, you find yourself sipping from a straw, calling out Scotty.
I know.
Got something to share with Spazzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense Side-by-Side Fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yes! We like to wake up before you do so we can make your day. So here, I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. How are you this morning? Sunshiny skies, just beautiful. Let's call it crisp. Like that honey, whatever apple that just came off the trees.
That honey something.
Honey crisp apple.
You know, you, crisp. Apple, you. Yeah. Okay, love or hate, Tilly Norwood.
Hate.
Now. Oh, you
bitch.
Do? Oh, now, okay, let me,
wait,
if you don't know who Tilly Norwood is.
But before you tell everybody who Tilly Norwood is, I want to correct myself. Hate, bitch. Thank you.
Yeah, you see, this is so not what I thought you would say.
Really?
But, okay, first let me explain, you don't know Tilly Norwood, and this is like everybody is talking about this now, she seems so real, but she is the first creation of a new studio that creates AI characters, and there's some talent agencies and some talent agents who are showing interest in signing her as an official Hollywood actor.
Her?
So, yeah.
It.
Well, it's a her. It means you don't know the gender.
Doesn't have a gender. It's a
computer. It does.
It's computer.
She's a
code.
Woman.
It looks like
she
it.
Looks like a woman. Yeah. Okay, she looks so friggin' legitimately real. Okay,
definitely
so now
cute.
Real. Now, of course, the real Hollywood actors are freaking out because it impacts them now. So they're threatening to drop any agent who does sign her. And this is a Dutch actress turned producer and founder of UK's based production company Particle 6 is the creator of Tilly Norwood, which I thought it would be a dude. I don't know why I thought that. It's this woman who is an actress herself and comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, listen, this is not supposed to be a replacement for humans.
Yes, it is.
This is a groundbreaking innovation.
Okay, so is the Etch-a-Sketch, but it can only go to where it replaces humans.
So why do you, and there is pros and cons to this. There's a lot of people saying both sides of this.
What are the
why
pros?
Do you say what you say? Why do you feel so angry about this?
I don't want AI replacing real people because real people and real industries like this are going to be, you know, reduced to a stroke of a key, whereas that will take thousands of people's jobs. Now, I'm all for AI. I'm all for AI enhancing our lives, not replacing our lives. And when it does replace jobs, other jobs will be created. So I'm not too worried about that. But you can't take an AI and take all the qualities from every actor known to man and you know, inject it into, you know, a computer program and have it be, you know, they could get really, really good at it, which is fine. But I don't like it.
It is very interesting that we just had a conversation, what was it, last week, about that husband and wife, and the news reporter was like to the husband, hey, if your wife asked you to give up your AI, whatever her name was, I don't even remember, right. would you do it? And he goes, no, I wouldn't. And she goes, well, then it's grounds for divorce. And you were like, what is she doing? Like, why? He shouldn't have to give it up. I understand.
Right. Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, when it impacts a relationship, a marriage, you're like, nah, team AI. Now when it poor Hollywood gajillionaire actor, it impacts them, you're like, yeah.
Why are you so jealous of actors
no,
and people
I'm
that
just
make
saying,
more money than you?
You
I don't
can't
understand.
Pick and choose.
Listen,
AI is great in your life where you talk to your AI like it's a human being, and then all of a sudden now AI is like going to be filming commercials and movies, and Vogue has already done AI magazine spreads, and now all of a sudden you're anti it.
Yeah, I'm anti acting, actors, and portrayals.
But why?
Because.
Do you feel like you're duped if you find out it's an actor on the screen and not
yeah.
a real human?
And I was thinking earlier, maybe, you know, like now TikTok has a rule in their new terms and conditions where if there is something that's artificially created, it has to have a tagline in it so people can discern the difference.
The one thing that scares me about this is because now you don't know what's
real,
what is not. And this is not necessarily, like, when I'm watching a movie or a TV show, I just want entertainment. Like, I am self-aware enough to know that if AI radio people existed, you guys wouldn't care. You just want to be entertained, right? You just want an escape from your morning. If Scott and I were AI, I don't think you would care. And
you'd be
I'm
able
aware-
to tell. Yeah, of course they would care.
Well,
are you kidding me?
I don't think they would. I think they just want entertainment.
Are you kidding me? You can't put a personality
but,
like you in AI? There's
you
no way.
Crazy Italian mom who just is angry all the time.
Even
yeah,
though you are very predictable in your character, it would be, you just can't, you can't. It just wouldn't
but
happen.
Here's what I'm going to say. For radio specifically, what we do, we share our personal lives and we have more to us. Like we are an open book, so you don't feel alone. We will expose our ugliness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hollywood actors don't do that. They're just on the screen to perform and entertain, and that's it. Their job is just to perform the stunt and the acting and entertain. And I think that's easily, you can easily recreate that with AI.
They
and
are,
I don't
and
think the audience
from,
will be bothered by it.
From movies like Avatar and all that, you know it's computer generated, but you take that and put it to the back of your mind. So you're saying any actor, like, see, the problem with this actress is that they're faking people into thinking she's real. So she's got a social media account. She's doing the talk shows in England. This whole thing, which blurs
okay, that,
the reality. And I don't like that.
That is the scary part.
That's
I do
what I do not like.
That when the kids, even kids, when they're watching these videos and they believe what they see because mm-hmm. they don't know how to tell the difference. We don't even know how to tell the difference as adults. And they're going to buy into and believe what that person is preaching. That scares me when that person is AI.
You
or
know,
that when, person looks like so perfect
right.
and that's not a human being. That's an AI. That mentally, with the younger generation, terrifies me.
When they had the Josh Allen AI, when he was talking smack about the Ravens, I don't know if you ever saw that clip.
Oh, I know, I did see that.
You know it's not Josh Allen, even though it's his voice and it's his lips and it's his, you know, press conference looking thing, but what he says is so not
okay,
Josh Allen.
I think
Allen.
We all agree.
And
that
that's
scary.
That's where that's, well, that's not scary. It's like, if you're half smart, you'd figure that out. But like, that and enough of that will tend to persuade people, and that's the
scary
part.
But I think that's different than what we're talking about. Like that, I think we all agree that's not right. Even that lady who stole the baseball, remember the
baseball Karen? Yeah.
Yeah, they turned her into an AI, and she was yelling at people and doing more than what she did, mm-hmm. and that's horrible, because that's
yeah.
a real individual that they may do something awful,
mm-hmm.
and people were believing the awful videos because you don't know not to believe it, right? This,
so
I think,
if
is
you were,
different.
If you were on the, if you were like, if you're playing God and you said, okay, this Tilly Norwood, let her act or let her not act, and let agents pay her $4 million to do a movie, and then is that, let it or don't let it happen?
If you have a disclaimer, if we know, if you're not trying to lie to us and pretend she's real,
mm-hmm.
if you're saying it's AI Tilly.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I won't mind watching, and I think there should be like all disclosure all the time, but you know, you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, and then it's going to be blurred, and then yeah, we won't know what's real. True. That's why it's got to not happen.
You know, it's funny though, Hollywood actors, and we will end here because I know we're running late, but Hollywood actors are like, you know, they're expressing concern about the loss of human connection in entertainment.
Sure.
Which is then these are the same individuals who are ordering from Amazon. You know what I mean? When someone else is losing their job, they're fine. But when it's them losing their job, oh, hang on. We lost the human connection.
Yeah,
you know. Go to the mall, Whoopi.
You want me to text you my man card right now so you can print it out and burn it? Or what are we going to do here? Is that it?
At first, it's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pizzato and Sandy. At first, I was thinking, yeah, that's hysterical. But then I thought, no, you know what this is? This is true peak dad energy is what that is. And I love it.
What's peak dad energy?
What you're doing right now, drinking from a ginormous water jug out of a straw.
Yes. Ooh.
I mean, there is an option of this water jug to just flip the lid and drink it like a regular.
Yeah, you turn it around and flip it over. We got this from our Cure Childhood Cancer event that we did. I love this. This is like my new favorite mug.
I have never seen, and this could be just to me, maybe you are a guy and you drink from a straw. I have never seen a guy opt for the straw when there's another option. I just haven't seen it, and I think it just...
It looks weird to you?
All week you've been... Oh my God.
You gotta be honest, you don't get out much, right? You know, you may go to a restaurant once a year, twice a year.
Nope, I don't care. And yes, you're right. I do like to stay cozied up in my little bubble.
I will.
But.
What?
I have never seen a guy drink from a straw.
Yeah.
Not when you have the option of going like this. Like, why do you even. Well, I wouldn't even.
Because
it gives you wrinkles on your upper lip. It's not even good to drink from. Yes, it does.
I got a mustache. I don't know.
You know what? That's true.
But like I look at it like it's it's strengthening my tongue so I don't snore. My bilateral tongue thrust is being fixed.
I can't believe you listened to me. I did say that earlier this week that if you have a snoring spouse, tell them to do throat and tongue exercises.
Yeah, like sucking on a straw.
Yeah, that was one of them. Oh my God, it just looks so not right.
Does it look feminine to you?
I don't want to say that because you can't talk like that in 2025.
Yes, you can. You say it to me. We're friends. Does it look feminine to you? There was a funny comedy bit that I saw once where dude's on stage and he's got like a glass of water, he's got a straw in it, and he goes, there's no way a guy could look manly by sucking on his straw. And he picks it up and he...
Okay, so you even know the comedy bit. You are that comedy bit. I mean, you are the butt of his joke.
I don't care. And I'm not a germaphobe. A lot of people use a straw at a restaurant because they're germaphobes, and they don't want to touch the rim of the glass. If anybody's worked in a restaurant, you know where those glasses go. Right?
Okay, so yes, that yeah. I would agree. I mm-hmm. always drink from a straw, no matter how classy the restaurant is. I'll ask for a straw because of that very same reason.
There you go.
But the complete opposite when you're home, because how do you clean that plastic straw well enough? I think there's things growing in that straw. You can never get it perfectly clean.
Don't right? you have the little plunger thing?
No,
you don't.
Do you?
Yeah.
Was it like a pipe cleaner kind of plunger?
Yeah, it looks like pipe cleaner on the end of a wire. It's like a little brush, little nosy brush.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
Yeah, I use it for all of Ellie's, little sippy cup bottle things she brings
messages,
to school.
Messages coming in just said, my husband sings in the shower like he's auditioning for Broadway. Peak dad energy. Yeah,
peak
I think I like
energy.
This. Peak dad energy. Because when you're a dad, then you just don't
care.
Is that true? Is that the?
You give up some of your masculinity, I think, when you're a dad, and which is stupid because what's masculinity anyway? What's the reason for it?
No, you get soft. Well, you're not looking to impress anymore.
That's
is that what it is?
Exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, you're not looking to impress. You're not looking to, you know. I mean, not that you don't want to let yourself go, but you're not looking to impress.
Anyone calling? Any other guy calling to say that they drink from a straw?
No.
any woman calling saying that they're attracted to a man who drinks from a straw?
Nope.
Oh.
So I will continue to drink from a straw.
No, that's fine. I'm not trying to change you. I don't want to change you.
And in a way, I want to keep drinking from a straw just to make you laugh at it.
Oh, yeah, please do, because it is funny. It does make me smile. And tomorrow is Live Audience Thursday, so yes. We'll even have listeners. Oh, you know who's coming in tomorrow, Ashley?
Oh.
A bunch of dudes.
Awesome.
So they're going to love that.
Sure. Well,
it is the Brother Floyd and Blessed Sinners will be in tomorrow.
Brother Floyd, and the Blessed Sinners, and the opening for the Sawstruckers. Straw suckers, I mean. Oh, I said it back.
Wow.
You know what?
That was a fail of a joke, wasn't it?
No, it's not a fail of a joke at all. I just got to stop putting tequila in my morning water. That's all.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Sandy, I've got Katie on the phone. Let me pick up here. Good morning, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good. You're the first call through. So you're going to play a match game with us and win some stuff. How's that sound? We'll even give you a choice of what you want to win, okay?
Sounds great.
All right.
Okay, awesome. So the rules of the game, you just have to fill in the blank. You tell us how you filled in the blank first, and then Scotty and I will see if we match you, okay? The goal is obviously to match one of us.
Yes.
And you're going to win no matter what, so it's really no big deal. Play along at home if you'd like. 818-2899.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yes.
Creepy blank.
Oh, creepy blank. Is this a Halloween themed match game?
Yeah, we can make it Halloween, fall, like, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The first thing that comes to your mind.
First thing that comes to your mind. Okay, I'm going to write this down.
Okay, I have mine. I hope you say what I said.
I hope you say what I said, Katie. All right.
Okay, Katie.
Skeleton.
All right. Creepy what?
Skeleton.
Sandy, what did you say?
Oh, I should have said. I said creepy.
As F. Okay. I said
creepy. Oh, pumpkin.
Creepy pumpkin. Well.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Let's try again. Ready?
All right. We'll do another one. All right. No
pumpkin. Pumpkin spice blank.
Oh, ha! Pumpkin spice blank.
Now, are we all going to go for the obvious, or are we going to try to change it up?
Well, I want to win with Katie. I don't know about you. Right? What is she going to say?
Yeah, but is she going to go with the obvious, or
know.
Is she going to... All right. I got mine. You got yours, Scotty?
Oh, hold on. Yep, I do.
Okay.
All right, Katie, what did you say?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, yay! I said latte.
Aww,
I wanted to say ice cream.
Look what I said.
What'd you say? Oh, here we go. He wanted to be different. What does that even say? Underwear? What does it even say?
Underwear. Pumpkin spice underwear.
Pumpkin spice underwear?
Yeah, scratch and sniff.
Okay. And last one.
That was not a good one, was it?
No, not really, but that's okay. I mean, Katie forced a fake laugh for you there. See what I have to do every single day of my life, Katie?
Well, quit then.
Fake laugh. No, because I like it. Now I don't even know when I'm fake laughing or if it's real anymore.
Well, you've never laughed for real. That's okay. So what's your last one?
Witches blank.
Ha!
Which is okay. Now we got to think like Scott. Katie, you and I have to try to think like Scott. Which is
so
random.
No.
Which is okay. I got it.
I want. Is this keep it PG or is this just match game?
Hey, whatever you want.
Okay. All right, okay. Got it. Katie, what'd you say?
I'm gonna say witch's broom.
A broom.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott said brew.
Brew, as in beer, as in a cauldron of witch's brew.
Shoot.
It was so close.
I was trying to think like Scott. I said witch's toe.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What does underwear mean? What is pumpkin spice underwear? I don't know.
I'm sure it's a thing.
Nothing makes sense in your mind.
No, nothing makes sense in your mind.
Okay, well, we did match We didn't match any, but that's okay. You still get a choice of tickets.
Yeah, Katie, we can either send you to the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester and Williamson, playing now through every weekend till the end of October, or to the Marvin Gaye Show. It is the Let's Get It On at Del Lago Resort and Casino. Which one are you going to pick?
I'd like to go to the Haunted Hayrides, please.
You got it. Yay. Congratulations. See how easy it was to win. Katie, thank you so much for calling this morning. Are you on your way into work?
I am on my way into work.
Yeah? You want to give him a free plug?
Yeah, I work at the Child Care Council of Rochester.
All right! Yay! Now, this allows you to stop and get some pumpkin spice latte and be at least 10 minutes late because you're here on the radio.
Yeah, there you go. See, there's her fake laugh again. All Katie! Right.
Love you. Thank you. Thanks for listening, Katie, anytime, okay?
Thank you very
okay.
much.
Right, bye.
Have a great
day. You too. Bye.
Bye. She's like, hang up with me now. I got things to do. I got more haunted, important things to do.
Got my Haunted Hayrides tickets. I'm out. Yeah. Okay. Great. Green night. Anyways, coming up on 9 o'clock, it's time to go. Now you guys want us to officially sign off. We will.
Yes.
We are. Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, before we leave, it's Live Audience Thursday, and we got a bunch of guys coming in the studio, which will make Keep It PG so interesting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, it's going to get so. You better have the dump button ready to go, like the make sure nothing gets through.
Yeah,
on
know,
the
right?
air.
Yeah.
Because, yes. Okay, and we're going to have another Jerker Justified. What happened during calling hours? Rob wants to call out and decide if it's Jerker Justified. That's coming up tomorrow. And, okay.
And so we'll have more tickets to Marvin Gaye Experience at Del Lago and also the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester. So in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen,
we out.
Like your morals in Vegas. See you bye.
See you, bye. It's Fasano and Sandy here on the bus.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.